WBDG 57 Marathon. Max McGilly, joined by Garrett Burkle, Landon Nelson, and Jessica Adi Rash. And hey, guess what? We are not here alone. We got a guest on the line. He is the public address voice of the Indianapolis 500. He is the main voice you hear on WTHR when it comes to sports coverage. And oh, by the way, he is also a WBDG alum. Please welcome Dave Calabro for the WBDG 57 Marathon. How are you doing, Dave?
Man, that was a great introduction. Thanks. I'm doing great. My wife was just harassing me, reminding me that I graduated from Ben Davis 42 years ago. That just means I'm a really old dude. But I'm having flashbacks to WBDG, man. It's just what a great, great time in my life that was. And I hope you guys and gals are enjoying it as well.
All right. So you talked about your time with WBDG. It looked a bit different there. What are some of the experiences you had when you were at WBDG back when you were in high school?
Yeah, it was a lot different. We used telephone lines to get the signal back. So we did a lot of fun remotes. I remember doing lots of Ben Davis basketball and baseball games. My senior year, we went to the state finals, and our team won the state title in baseball, which was a really big deal back then. And we used to do a thing called Poolside 91, where we had WBDG poolside radio shows and car washes and just a lot of fun. We actually even had a couple of billboards around town for WBDG back in the day. So, yeah, a lot of fond memories and a great place for me to start learning my craft.
So what happened after WBDG? You obviously have made this professionally, but from WBDG, how did you get to where you are today?
Well, the seed was kind of planted. My dreams kind of started that I would want to do this full time. And so I went to Butler University and got a broadcasting degree. And then I went to Fort Wayne and played television there for a year. And then I was in Dayton, Ohio for 5 years. And I've been here at Indianapolis, blessed to be just down the road at Channel 13 for 31 years. And, when I was in high school, I had a love for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we would go out there after school and do live reports during practice days at the Speedway. And I started working with a guy named Tom Carnegie and got invited to be a part of the public address team there. So I've been a part of that announced crew for 37 years, 38 years, something like that. So a lot of fun. I get to play on the microphone at the Indianapolis 500.
So I actually had a question. You mentioned Tom Carnegie, and I actually had a question of just about two individuals. Now, obviously, I'm sure there's many, many, many more, but these two individuals, I just was wondering what they meant to your career, and though they are Tom Carnegie as well as Bob Jenkins, what did just they kind of mean to your career?
Yeah, both guys were a big part of my career, especially Tom Carnegie. He kind of took me under his wing as an intern way back in the 80s, and I started working with him at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. People that don't know him, he was the voice of the Speedway for 60 years and a longtime sports director at Channel 6. And he was from the era when TV was invented. So he had a lot of great stories and was a great mentor of mine. And then Bob Jenkins, he and I worked side by side together for years, and another great human being and a great broadcaster that I always spend a lot of time with, but miss both those guys, but I try to carry on their legacy, you know?
Yeah, and that's something that's very interesting. It's also very cool, you know, you still pay homage to both of them, you know, in your own way, and I've always thought that's just so cool, you know, how you do that, how you keep both of their legacies, you know, still alive, you know, in 2023.
Well, thank you. I just, you know, I want to say that we all need help from each other. We need people who are going to lift us up, and that, you know, when someone else has achieved a level where they can give back and help others out, that's what makes it special, you know. I've got several interns that work, and the guys that were former interns of mine that work in the industry, and it's fun to watch them grow and chase their dreams. And so, you know, that's what it's all about. That's a West Side thing, man. You know, you got to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Calabro, it's Landon Nelson. Of all the Indianapolis 500s you have called, what was your favorite Indianapolis 500?
Man, why are you bringing all these tough questions? That's a great question. That's a hard one. Gosh, I go back in time that I got to be a part of. Probably one of the coolest things that I probably experienced was watching Elio Castroneves become a four-time champion, tying that record. And then after the race, I get to do something really cool. I get to ride around with the winner on a wireless microphone and interview the winner all the way around the track after people have been partying all day long watching the race. And so that was a really cool moment. Watching Tony Kanaan win in 2013 was special. So, yeah, I'm pretty spoiled, man. I'm pretty spoiled what I get to do for sure.
Another question, sir. What is your advice to young kids out there and young adults trying to make it in this media industry? What do they have to do and what do they have to accomplish? And what are some traits that they have to have trying to get to the top of this industry?
Well, great question. And I will say this, one of the things you guys are doing right now, it's clear to me you've done some homework and you were prepared to do an interview. Preparation is key. I think in our industry right now, you just have to be able to do be a multitasker. If you're young in this industry, you got to be able to shoot and edit and learn how to be in front of the camera, behind the camera, just so yourself is marketable. And the other thing I would say is pretty interesting is that, you know, I'm from an age where we didn't have Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that. We were reporters. We were the eyes and ears for people. And it wasn't about me. It wasn't about the reporter. These days, I think a lot of young people are so worried about trying to get attention for what they're doing. You know, that's not something I ever went after. I just wanted to go be a reporter, be a curious person. And I would say if you can learn how to be a curious person and ask those who, what, when, where, why questions, you know, that attention that you're seeking becomes secondary. You know, it shouldn't be about you. It should be about the person you're doing the story on.
Dave Glauber, our guest on the WBG 57 Marathon. Dave, you talked about preparation. Let's talk about the 500. What does a day at the Indy 500 look like for Dave Glauber?
A day at the Indy 500 is crazy. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It's intense. I still get really nervous about it. But I try to do as much preparation as I can. So my race days usually start at, you know, 5, 6 in the morning. I'm on Channel 13 for a couple hours, and then we switch gears over to the public address system. And we have a couple producers in the booth with us, and we do stuff for NBC. We also do stuff for On Track. So it's a busy time, and then you get into race mode where you get to actually call the race, which is so much fun. And then you did that. That's just like 3 hours of reacting. You know, you just it's play by play. And then afterwards, we're part of all the ceremonies and stuff, which is pretty fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Landon Nelson again. What is your favorite moment or encounter with a IndyCar driver or NASCAR driver at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Like, what is the story of your favorite moment with one of those drivers and encounters?
Oh, there's so many. I would say the coolest part for me probably is that moment where they get in the pace car with me after the race, and they, for the first time, are alone with their loved ones, that they, you know, the realization of a dream, and they look at each other and go, oh, my gosh, I just, you know, watching these special moments where drivers climb in there and they're with their wife or girlfriend or mom or dad is where they, you know, the people that have been with them through the struggles. So those are the moments I cherish. It's also cool just getting to see different celebrities that come and go, and I get a chance to introduce, you know, different people on the podium and people come in our broadcast booth, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. But, you know, I've been doing it so long, sometimes I don't realize how cool those moments are. I remember one year I got to interview the president. George Bush was there. So that was pretty cool. You know, Lady Gaga was there. You know the DJ Marshmello, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Marshmello showed up. I didn't even know who Marshmello was. So they're I'm like, who's the guy in the big costume? And they're like, that's Marshmello. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, so
yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had another question, and it was, you know, obviously during the race, you know, you try to, it's, you know, obviously, exciting stuff happens. And then how do you kind of, you know, yeah, if you see a big crash or anything like that, how do you kind of, you know, calm down your nerves just to be able to call the race? former Indianapolis Motor Speedway broadcaster Lee, or the name's popping out into my head. Sid Collins.
Kevin Lee?
No, Sid Collins.
Oh, Sid Collins.
Yeah, Sid Collins was great at you know, he would always he would never get too excited. Like if he saw, you know, back then obviously you had a lot of fatal crashes, and if you know, if he saw one, it was always, he was very, you know, nonchalant about it, you know, not up in your face about it. Like, just how do you kind of, as an announcer, you know, when you see a big accident or something, you know, to that nature, how do you just kind of calm down and just call it instead of, you know, oh my, you know, just start yelling, you know, like.
Yeah, well, there's ebbs and flows to the whole thing. There's times to be really high when it's a really exciting moment. You can't be screaming and shouting when it's, you know, the first, you know, six laps or middle of the race. And when there's a crash, you have to react, and then you have to lay out and find the information, you know what I mean? Make sure you're reporting facts and not emotion. And so we have people on radios that are on, you know, race control that will tell us exactly what's going on. We also have monitors, and you know, it's a delicate balance, but like you said, you just got to keep your emotions in check and stay in the moment, you know, and just keep an eye on what's happening and rely on those people who are also helping you to get the information correct. But fortunately, I haven't had to do a fatal crash live. We haven't had that happen, which is, you know, knock on wood, is, you know, something you don't want to experience.
Right. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
So Dave Flapper, our guest on the WBDG 57 Marathon. Dave, let's transition from the Motor Speedway. Obviously, month of May, we're big talking about IMS, but that's not the only thing you do. You're also working with WTHR in the sports department. Let's talk Friday nights, because it seems like every single Friday night you're somewhere in the state of Indiana. How much do you enjoy getting to cover high school sports each and every single Friday?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I had fun this year watching the BD Giants roll, man. That was a very talented team. And a shout-out to Coach Don Carlisle and that squad. They you know, it's fun for me to watch these guys play and get to kind of know some of the kids that are playing these days. And just great people, you know, but that takes so much commitment and hard work. So, yeah, we have fun every Friday night going to different schools and checking out the scene. And it always makes me proud, though, to see my old BD Giants. Although, I got to be unbiased, you know what I mean? I can't be a biased person doing shows.
I understand
that. And so, yeah. So when I go to Warren Central, man, I got to give them the same love as the BD Giants. So, you know, but we have a lot of fun with it, and we'll kick off our 30th year of Operation Football this fall. So we'll be out to check out the Mighty Giants. It's going to be different this year since the, you know, the whole scheduling situation with no longer, you know, the whole mix situation. So you guys will have to keep me on top of all that.
So it's going to be interesting to see for sure. We talked with Russ Mann. He seems very confident in the Ben Davis Giants this season.
Good.
Jessica Audie Rass here. I was wondering, besides for this 33-0 season was very historic for Ben Davis, besides the 33-0 state championship run, do you have any specific memories that you hold dear to yourself when it comes to Ben Davis sports?
Oh, yeah. Like I mentioned earlier on, I think the 1981 when our team won the state baseball title, that was a pretty special time. I was a tennis player. I played baseball and then I played tennis. We won the first ever sectional and regional titles for Ben Davis tennis, which was cool. It was fun to be a part of that. You know, those are probably the two biggest ones. I remember back in the 70s, the basketball team winning their first, I think my brother was on the other day, they won their first sectional title in basketball, which, looking back on it, think about how many titles Ben Davis has now in basketball, but when they won their first sectional, that was like, oh my gosh, bring the fire trucks out for a parade. You know what I mean? It was kind of a big deal back then. So, but yeah, we had a lot of fun. Both my brothers were on WBDG. My middle brother, Ron, who was a teacher in Southern Indiana. Both my parents were teachers there in Wayne Township. My dad opened most of those elementary schools that y'all probably went to, and my mom was a teacher forever, too. So a lot of fond memories, for sure.
Mr. Calabro, I'm a student at Decatur Central High School. Yeah, I know, the rivalry with Ben Davis and Decatur Central.
I am so sorry, man. I am so sorry.
I Yeah, I play football for Decatur Central High School, and I've seen Operation Football go to Decatur Central High School, DeVere Fair Stadium, a few times. What is the experience like at DeVere Fair Stadium?
Oh, I love Decatur Central. Great people down there. The Hawk Block, they call themselves, their cheering block. Yeah, they've had a great run for football here lately. It's kind of become a big-time competitor, which is kind of fun to see. We have new blood getting involved and having a run for it. So, yeah, it's always fun to go to Decatur Central. We back in the day, before drones, we had a helicopter. We'd fly around the helicopter.
I remember that.
We did that for about 28 years. We'd fly around it. Game. So I remember some great nights, fond memories of flying down to check out the Hawks.
Yeah, you mentioned the Hawk Block. That is a very great group of fans, and I love them. Some of my dearest friends. They really get the party going and hype up the crowd, hype me up, man, when I'm playing. It's like, you know, when we're, you know, not winning games, it's like I feel bad because, you know, all the fans that came out and, you know, watched, my parents and all the high schoolers that came out and we don't win, they're cheering and cheering us on. It's like, man, I'm disappointed because, like, they fuel us. They keep us going. We want to do good and perform well and, you know, get what the fans came here to see. So I thank you, sir, for your time, and that was my last question.
All right, Mr. Dave Calabro, our guest on the WBG 57 Marathon. Before you leave us, real quickly, where can the people find you on social media at, and how can they watch you on Channel 13?
Oh, just go on Twitter and check out Calabro. You'll find me on there. In fact, we just did mini marathon and we posted some funny stuff this morning. But more importantly, you're listening to the voice of the Giants, WBDG 90.9.
There you go. There you go. Woo!
Thank you so much, Dave Calabro, for taking time. I know this is a busy month for you. And hey, anytime you're back on the
real
West,
quick,
go ahead.
Are you guys doing is this a fundraiser you're doing right now?
This is, yes.
Fantastic. Well, we want to encourage everyone to give and continue to support this great radio station. And thank you, everybody behind the scenes and all their work, what they do to keep this thing going. So you guys enjoy it, all right?
All right. Yeah, all right.
Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Take care.
Dave Clapper.
All right, good luck. Take care. Thank you.
Guest on the WBDG 57 Marathon.